more pay. For now, is due to some issues that have occurred over the years. You know that the labor political environment itself is very charged. And it is charged because you remember the two-year wage deal of 4.7% didn't go down very well with the section of the labor. And then if you look at the presidential remuneration package, that came after the announcement of the two-year deal, also did not help matters. So therefore, it put the leadership of the QUC or the labor movement in a very tight situation. And don't forget that the labor politics itself is also something that must be contended with. So if you look at it now, we have about a week away from a May Day celebration. And if you are a labor leader and you have all these issues under your sleeve, you won't just sit down and wait for, the anger of your members when you gather them at the Independence Square during the May Day parade. So justifiably, the leadership would have to present a situation that will also give them some sort of feeling and sympathy from their membership. So I'm not surprised that this call is coming at this time. However, as a labor person, what I think has opened up again is a discussion on the implementation of a living wage at this time. Because if you don't do that, and unfortunately the leadership is not able to hold up and then stem any storm that could come up, we could have a backlash that would be very difficult to fight.
Interesting thought.
That would be my initial observation.
Right.